The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. He lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A mother I know commented recently on her social media about her 9-month daughter. Her daughter is now old enough where she can learn very simple signs through sign language. I don't know sign language. I'd be doing something crazy up here. So the first sign the parents taught her was the word Jesus. And the child is now able to sign the word Jesus pretty well. And when she's at Mass, she'll sign the word Jesus when she sees communion and the priest at the altar. And at adoration, she'll sign the word Jesus. She can tell that that's Jesus. But this is the only sign the little girl has mastered so far. So when asked to do the sign for a word like tired, she signs the word Jesus. Or for hungry, she signs the word Jesus. Happy, Jesus. Sad, Jesus. When she wants her dad, she signs the word Jesus. The mother commented on her social media. She said, "My 9-month-old daughter has a better prayer life than I do." She said, "For my daughter, everything is Jesus. Everything is Jesus." When looking at the Gospels, many theologians of the church have made a similar comment. Everything is an image of Jesus. Everything we encounter in the Scriptures is an image of the invisible God. Jesus is the portrait of every story, encounter, and reason for our faith. Everything points toward the Savior, Jesus Christ. And I think this is a good setup for this very well-known, classic, wonderful, and incredibly important story of the Good Samaritan. The story is not just about doing the right thing. We could stop there and we could think that's the only important part of the Good Samaritan story. It's also about recognizing that every person has the capacity to see Jesus, to be Jesus in the world, to respond to the call of Jesus to mercy. At the end of the gospel, Jesus doesn't say, okay, just go and be good, go and be nice. He says, treat each other with mercy. Something more. Treat each other with mercy. What is the message of mercy in this gospel, really in all of Scripture? In the Old Testament, the Hebrew word, the normative word that translates to mercy is the word hesed. And you can see this word all throughout the Old Testament. For the Israelite people, this word was more than just what we might think of the word mercy. Mercy being like, I'm going to show you mercy, kind of like a judge. I'm going to be merciful to you. I'm going to let you off the hook. But for the Israelite people, it was more. It meant God's steadfast love. Hesed, or mercy, meant covenantal love. The covenant love that endures until the end of time and into eternity. St. John Paul II, he spoke of this kind of love often in his writings. He said, when in the Old Testament the word hesed is used by the Lord, it is used of the Lord. And this always occurs in connection with the covenant that God established with Israel. This covenant was, on God's part, a gift and a grace for Israel. God made a commitment to respect the covenant. This divine hesed, divine mercy, showed itself as what it was at the beginning, that is, as a love that gives, love more powerful than betrayal, grace stronger than sin. So you can imagine what's happening then every time we go to confession. Jesus is not just saying, okay, you're good now. He's reestablishing an eternal relationship with you. He's saying, this love that I give you that forgives your sins, it's a love that endures. It lasts until the end of the age. Seek that love. The enduring love of God. This is the kind of mercy our Lord calls us to live and to offer to the world. When you show mercy, when you commit to loving someone, even when you just decide to help, what you offer is not just a helping hand, but also you offer grace, divine life to that person. You offer Jesus. Jesus is the eternal chesed, the eternal mercy of God. How can we make Jesus everything in our own lives? How can we be ministers of divine mercy? Well, Moses actually offers great insight in this first reading. He says, if only you would heed the voice of the Lord, your God. And so we have to listen to the voice of God in our life. Be like that little 9-month-old child. And see Jesus in every situation in every struggle, in every person. Listen to the voice of the Lord. Cultivate in your interior life this listening, this awareness, recognizing Jesus who loves you. When we seek the Lord at all times, as the scripture teaches us, our hearts will be revived. Our sins will be forgiven. Our purpose and vocation in this life, it will be clear. Call upon the name of the Lord. Use the name of Jesus. It is powerful. In the name of Jesus, rebuke sin. Rebuke evil. In the name of Jesus, we can stand against the lies that we put upon ourselves. When we say, I am not this, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy of mercy, I'm not going to be the saint Jesus wants me to be. We keep defying the will of God in our life. So in the name of Jesus, we should say, we are disciples of mercy. I am a son or daughter of the Father. I am worthy of heaven, because that's how Jesus looks upon us. St. Paul, in his beautiful reading from Colossians, makes the statement, for in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things for him. All the fullness is pleased to dwell. All things are reconciled to God. The fullness of all things dwells in the heart and mind and will of Jesus. Reconciling the world, making peace through the cross of Jesus, proclaiming to the world, Jesus is Lord. He is the way, the truth, and the life. The Good Samaritan, who is every one of us. It has to be every one of us. The Good Samaritan is called to proclaim the gospel. He comes to this person in need, and he proclaims an eternal, merciful love. Jesus is everything. We must proclaim that. Listen to Jesus. Trust in him. His love endures forever. His kingdom is for all generations. His mercy is from age to age. Love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, with all your mind, and love each other in the same way. This is the call of the Good Samaritan, to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus all the way to the end. Do this, and you will live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.